This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, earlier this year, Bayer announced it will be enhancing and expanding its carbon program to include more crops and more states. It all starts with expanded enrollment eligibility and allowing for more revenue streams on more farms. We'll talk with a Bayer agronomist coming up next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods this month in April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
Tyler Williams is an agronomist in the carbon program with Bayer, and we talked with him about what we're going to see in this expanded carbon program offering.
Yeah, so the biggest message from the one today is all about like expanding. So we added, 12 new states, added 9 new crops, added some more flexibility to the agreement, added a nitrogen management option for growers. So it's really kind of building out that whole message of bringing more eligibility to the farmer. Programs have always been somewhat limiting and like, where do you fit, right? How do you fit? So I think every year we do these, we're able to kind of be a little bit bigger for the farmer, a little more opportunity to really fit for where the farm can where it makes it work for them. I mean, I think one of the things that the industry's really figured out that is if this doesn't work on the farm, it doesn't work anywhere. And so I think we're kind of seeing that change a little bit in the opportunities that are coming.
Williams adds that while revenue for farmers is an important component, the most important aspect of the Bayer Carbon Program is to do better for the planet and the future of the ag industry.
And the first slide on any presentation I ever get is an agronomic slide. Because I've been talking about these practices for my whole career, you know, no-till, cover crops, and all of the things that can happen when it works right in your farm, you do it right. And so it's before it came cool, right? Before it came a thing was really kind of building that far part into the farm, you know, the organic matter, the water holding capacity, all of the things that we know can benefit in addition to the environmental benefits are number one. We can make that work on the farm. It's like, all right, now let's start to figure out how we can make that happen. And that's really where some of these other opportunities, the financial opportunities that didn't exist all that long ago, exist today to help kind of speed up that transition, or if nothing else, kind of plant that seed of, hey, maybe I'll give this a shot this year.
Williams says you have to understand that change doesn't happen overnight.
Base our program around primarily no-till, strip-till, and cover crops. So, I mean, reducing tillage, building cover crops. We know the benefits that can happen there, the building organic matter, kind of keeping that carbon that comes in from the atmosphere, keeping it there in the soil. But you're right, it's not overnight. It takes a long time to cycle. You know, the carbon cycle can be fast and slow all at the same time. So you're going to see, the residue on the surface is very easy to see, but the down in the ground about 6 inches, you're going to take a number of years before you can see that. So, and we've even heard, you know, farmers say that, you know, you don't see the benefit from the water holding capacity or the soil structure for years of doing it. And from my experience, farmers that, you know, really take in and do it for a few years, they really don't look back. They see that benefit, their system is adjusted, and then they go forward. And so we, our agronomy team in particular, is really kind of focused on that early transition period to make them be successful, because I think then they'll take off and love it and keep doing it and kind of make adjustments as you go forward. It's making sure they have a good experience the first few years of doing it, so you just don't give up and say, it doesn't work.
We've got much more on this story, including links to the carbon program on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.